الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. First, just a few reminders that we can remind ourselves. One is that we should read Durood Sharif every day, about 100, at least 100 times. And on Jummah, we should increase it to at least 300. And if we make it 313, very, very good. How many of us read our Durood Sharif today? Very few. We should read every day. Who is reading? It takes 2 minutes to read. We should be reading. Make sure we read our Durood Sharif. And on Jummah, we should increase our Durood Sharif. And try and read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf every day in the morning and the last 10 ayats at night. And Jummah, try and read the whole Surah. How many of us read Surah Kahf today? Very few still. We must read. We're speaking of all the fitnas which are there. But what are we doing to protect us? Allah has given us the precaution. If we are saying it's very cold and we're just talking, but we're shivering, but we're not wearing a jersey, we're not wearing socks. So if we are feeling cold, we'll do something about it, and we do. So why don't we do this? Allah give us tawfiq. And after Jummah, try and read 100 times Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdihi. By that, 100,000 of our gunas will be forgiven. And 24,000 of our parents, mothers and fathers' gunas will be forgiven. Also, one very interesting, very beneficial, important point. If anyone would like his father's name to be taken by Allah Ta'ala, that must be spoken about your father's name. Just read Durood Sharif. Because when you read Durood Sharif, then your name and your father's name is taken by Allah, that this person has read Durood. So your father's name is presented there. What an easy way to gain access in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And by that which Allah loves, and Allah Ta'ala shows His great kindness when the news comes of somebody having read Durood Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The translation of the ayat, إِنَّمَا is for حَسَر, only. Only the ulama fear Allah Ta'ala. That is, the ulama who have got ilm, they fear Allah Ta'ala. So just as we find that fire, the lawazim of fire is heat, to burn. That is for the work of fire. The lawazim of ice is to make cold. So the lawazim of ilm is fear of Allah, khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala. And if we don't have, if there is intifa of the lazim, it is intifa of the malzum also. If we don't have the fear of Allah, that means we haven't got the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. We can be called alims in this world, we can have our certificate, in fact we can be teaching also. But if we haven't got the khashiyat, the fear of Allah, it is a clear proof that we haven't got ilm. And any person who's got the fear of Allah Ta'ala, he's got ilm. Because there's a natural result of it. So we have to check ourselves, how much have we got khashiyat. Yeah, ulama have written, Allah has used the word khashiyat, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. The Arabic language is a very vast language. For fear, there are many words. Like one other common word, what is the common word for fear? Khawf. So, but yeah, Allah didn't say khawf. In another ayat, Allah used the word khawf. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. A person who has got khawf. But yeah, Allah said for the ulama, khashiyat. So there was a difference between khawf and khashiyat. Khashiyat is that fear of Allah, that you don't fright, you're not afraid of Allah, but Allah's favors are so much, Allah is so kind on one, that how can I disobey Allah? In the love of Allah, you don't obey. That is khashiyat. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was being seduced by Zulaikha, Then what did he say? Inna Rabbi Ahsana Maswai. My Rabb, either referring to Allah Ta'ala or referring to his boss, Aziz Misr, the minister of Egypt, they are so good to me. How can I do wrong? I can't do wrong with them. With his wife, I must do wrong. But he's so good to me. He treats me so well. So Allah's favors are so much on us that not that Allah will punish us, but Allah's favor. How can I disobey Allah? That is khashiyat. And khawf is that you fear somebody that he will harm you. Like a person has khawf of a snake, of a dog. That is khawf. That is not khashiyat. That is khawf. That the dog, it can bite me, the snake can bite me. That is khawf. So with Allah Ta'ala and with regard to the ulama, Allah says that the lawazim, what is compulsory, what has to be of ilm, is that you'll have the khashiyat. So if we want to check ourselves, how much of ilm are we acquiring? I may be in Dora now, I may be in Iftah, but if I haven't got khashiyat, it's a sign I haven't got ilm stuff. And if we didn't become an alim, but I got the fear of Allah, that person has got knowledge. So that is a lawazim. And the lazim or lawazim of khashiyat, what has to, just like fire burns, ice makes cold, the knowledge of Allah brings khashiyat in a person. And khashiyat, the lawazim of it is amal, that a person will make amal there. Like, for example, we say it's cold. If you are feeling cold, you got a jersey, it is there, you got socks, and you're not wearing it, then there's something wrong. You wear the socks. If you haven't got it, it's a different story. But you got it, and you're not wearing. So just like that, if you got ilm, then khashiyat will come. And if you have got khashiyat, amal will come. And another way to understand it, the lawazim, what is absolutely, what's the natural effect of ilm, is that the effect in the heart, khashiyat will be in the heart. You'll fear Allah Ta'ala. And amal will be in your life. By khashiyat and by ilm, amal will come in your life. So each one can check ourselves, how much of amal have I got in my life? How much of khashiyat, fear of Allah? And what is this fear that we have to have? Like, what will happen to me in the qabr? What will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? How will I cross pull Sirat? 1,500 years journey. Yeah, in this world sometimes, even our students, other people come visit, we ask them how long? They say 3 days we traveled. 4 days we traveled. From this airport to that airport, so many hours in transit. From that airport to another airport, so many days in transit. 3-4 days. I never heard anyone saying 5 days, 1 week. 3-4 days. This is 1,500 years journey. Not 3 days journey, not 4 days journey. 1,000. Have we, any one of us ever thought we made dua, Ya Allah, make it easy for me in the qabr, where I'll be all alone. Only my amal will be there. My good amal and my bad amal in the form of snakes, in the form of fire, they will be there with me. What will happen? If we got this fear, Qiyamah Day, how will I answer in front of everyone? In the qabr, I will be all alone. Nobody will be there. Qiyamah Day, in front of everyone, all my private life will come out, which nobody knew in this world, illa man taab. A person who makes tawbah, Allah forgives, and Allah himself wipes out all the record of his evil deeds. But if we did not make tawbah, and that also thing, today is Jummah, a day for ibadat. And how many of us, we made gunas, perhaps guna of the eyes also, guna of our thoughts also, guna of the tongue, we spoke wrong. Any of us ask ourselves, did I even say the word Astaghfirullah? And istighfar is not just the word. That is to get us to istighfar. But even just the word, did I say it even one time today? That, Ya Allah, make me maaf. I made so many gunas. Gunas, we have got farms and farms of gunas. We are growing gunas. We got factories and factories of gunas. We got big warehouses of gunas. But no tawbah. If a person makes tawbah, then Allah will forgive him. So on Qiyamah's day, all our gunas, which we did not make tawbah from, they will come out in front of everyone. So this khashiyat, have we got it in us? Do I think what will happen to me on Qiyamah's day? If we haven't got, so I haven't got khashiyat, that means compulsorily I haven't got ilm. Because Allah says in the Quran Sharif, it's Allah's word, and Allah's words are 100% that whoever has got ilm, he will have khashiyat. So if I don't have khashiyat, that means I haven't got ilm. And if I haven't got khashiyat, then I won't have amal also. Check our amal also, our namazas. Why in a Darul Uloom, where we all have come here, not only to become good Muslims, to become alims, to lead the whole community, to lead the nation, to lead the ummah. But our namazas, we still have to take roll call. Haven't we got that amount of fear also, that my namazas I must make? And then what kind namazas are we make? Concentration, devotion, our postures, are they correct? Have I got concentration and devotion in my namaz? Am I humble in my namaz? وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Stand in a humble way to Allah Ta'ala. Have I got that humility? Do I think of أَقِيمِ صَلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Perfect your namaz. Not only make namaz. Allah says أَقِيمِ صَلَاةَ means perfect your namaz. Have I got that worry to perfect my namaz? To improve my namaz? And anything that we don't think of improving, and we don't think of maintaining it, it never remains at that level. It goes down immediately. Like a person takes a ball and throws it up, it will go up, 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 with how much force we threw it, the weight of the ball, but it will come to a point where it won't go up further. Will it stay there in the air? It comes down faster than what it went up. So the same way, if we are not concerned of our namazes, we learned how to make namaz, we read in the kitabs how to make namaz, but practically if I don't think of improving my namaz, namaz will never stay at that level. It will come down. And we see what is our condition, which Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. There is wail, destruction. There is that terrible valley of Jahannam, where the rest of Jahannam seeks protection from that valley. How bad it is. That place is for those lil musallin, for the people who made namaz. What kind namaz? Alladhina hum an salatihim sahun. They were unmindful of their namaz. Either they weren't reading namaz, they were reading no concentration whatsoever. So what kind of a namaz are we making? On the other hand, there is another namaz which Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers have become fully successful. In each and every way they have become successful. Who of many qualities? The first quality, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ قَاشِعُونَ. So they are in their namaz, they are correct, and they got khashiyun, they got that khawf, khashiyat. And the end of this ayat, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Who look after their namazes. They are concerned of their namazes. So how much of that have we got? So the proof of it, that a person, that ilm will bring khashiyat in a person, is the ayat of the Quran. The strongest proof, innama yakhsha Allah, undoubtedly only those people will have khashiyat of Allah who are the ulama who have got ilm. So if we have got that ilm, then we will have khashiyat. And if we haven't got khashiyat, it means we haven't got that. Even if we come first in Dora, and we get distinctions in all our kitabs, but if we haven't got that khashiyat, and the other proof of it is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wallahi inni la'alamakum lillahi azza wa jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am the most knowledgeable, I got the most knowledge about deen. Inni la'alamakum lillahi azza wa jal. Knowledge of Allah I've got the most. Wa ana akhshakum lillah. And I have got the most fear of Allah. according to the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that khashiyat is also there. So, and if we haven't got the khashiyat, that means we haven't got the knowledge. If we haven't got knowledge, we haven't got khashiyat. And if we haven't got khashiyat, how we can make out? Khashiyat is in the heart. I can't see in your heart, you can't see in my heart. And in my own heart, I also can't see. What's the sign of what is in the heart? Is the amal of a person. The knowledge we are gaining, we're becoming happy with the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Mubarak. And in fact, all the virtues of the Hafiz of the Quran, all the hadith that state the virtues, they've got this condition, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِي, that the person makes amal, then is all that great virtues. وَحَلَّ حَلَالَ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَ, the halal, he makes it halal, haram is haram. For that person is all the virtues. Not just that you became a Hafiz, you became a Qari, you became an Alim, and now you know Quran. No, a person who has got that amal in his life. So that is what we have to get into our lives. So this hadith also teaches us that it is the that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am the most knowledgeable, and therefore I've got the most khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala. And the knowledge that we are acquiring of Hibs also, of Alim also, how do we acquire it? We hear it with our ears. The knowledge. With our eyes, we read the kitabs. And we talk about it. We make takrar. We make muzakra. So with our eyes, with our ears, and our tongue. Where does all this go? It goes into the brain. It goes all into the brain. Now, if we don't make that little bit more effort from the brain to bring it in the heart, it just remains on our tongue. For some of us, it's only on the tongue. And for some of us, it's only in our ears. And for some of us, only in our eyes. It didn't even go properly in the brain. And for most of us, it just goes till the brain. When we write our exam paper, according to what is in the brain, we write. We get 100 marks, full percent, 100% distinctions we get. But we didn't make the effort to bring it in the heart. So that, and at the time of maut, what does the Quran Sharif say? وَحُسْفِلَ مَا فِي الْأُقُولِ وَحُسْفِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. That will be taken out what is in the heart. That won't be taken out what is in the brain. In the qabr, the answers are easy outwardly, according to the brain. مَا رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. From the brain it's easy, but that answers won't be answered by the brain, by what is in the heart. If it was in our heart, Allah is my Rabb. Nothing of this dunya can do anything. My shop is not my Rabb. My medicine is not my Rabb. It doesn't give me shifa. Operation and hospitals and doctors don't give me shifa. Allah gives me shifa. Not I get my food from the farms and the factories. My food is from Allah Ta'ala. If that is in the heart, Allah, and all the time Allah was, and if that is in the heart, if my yaqeen is my shop gives me rosy, I'll be 8 hours, 10 hours in my shop. That is, I'm in my shop. But my shop is in my heart 24 hours. All the time, even when I'm sleeping, tomorrow I must buy this goods, tomorrow I must eat to that customer, tomorrow I must deliver those goods. All the time, while eating also, we are on the phone also. This goods came, that happened. So that is our Rabb. That we feel that is giving me my rosy. And we don't think one time that Allah is the giver of rosy, that Allah is the provider. Some hospital matter, doctors, appointments, everything we do properly. But we don't think of 2 rakats namaz and ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, shifa is only in your hands. Who got the full shifa in his hands, Allah, we don't even ask him. And who got no shifa, the doctors, they can't, they haven't got shifa. It's not, they try, and if Allah puts shifa, then there will be shifa. But we got full time for those who haven't got shifa. And for who got shifa, we got no time for Allah Ta'ala. So that will be the question in the qabr. مَا رَبُّكَ Ma'adinuka, what was your way of life? In everything you had, Islam is your way of life. Like, for example, even how many Darul Ulooms? That we, the Darul Ulum is Monday to Friday. That is not the way of Islam. Our way is from Saturday to Thursday. Friday is our holiday. And not holiday. We close Friday for the Ibadat of Friday. We close the Bakrid time, not as a holiday, because the Ibadat of Qurban is there. We close in Ramadan, not as a holiday, for the Ibadat of Darul Ulum runs. That is also not an Islamic way, from January to December. And the holiday is when all the people of the world, the kuffar, are making holiday December time, we also got holiday that time. And if we are learning like that, then the mizaj of deen doesn't come into our lives. And then we graduate as students, now deen didn't come in our lives. The knowledge of deen we acquired, but deen we didn't acquire. And that knowledge also, just the superficial knowledge. Then we see what is common. The ulama also, they are not prepared to sacrifice. They also want big houses, smart cars, because that dunya came into them. Deen didn't come in their lives. So they studied for not only 7 years. 7 years they went to maktab. 3 years they did hifz, many of us. Then 6-7 years alim course. Then 2 years iftar course. Then tachassus. Then we went 1 year in jamaat, about 20 years. But after all that, we still want dunya. A nice house, good car, good clothing, fashion clothing in fact. How many of our students hair with the square cut, which is the kuffar style? We still got tashabbu bil kuffar. We're making imamat and we got tashabbu bil kuffar. We're wearing half socks. When it's holiday time, our kurtas are one side. So deen didn't come in our lives. After studying 20 years, but still deen didn't come. And now what are we going to teach the other people? If deen, like a person, he became a hafiz, he became a alim, but his makharij is not correct. His ghain, he pronounces it like a gaf. Ghairil, gairil. For example, all wrong. Now what is he going to teach? If we haven't got deen, how are we going to teach deen to the students who we are going to teach? When we give Jummah Bayan, it will be just words. But that deen that has to be conveyed, it will be empty capsules. If a doctor gives medicine to his patient and he just gives empty capsules, nothing in the capsule, he will be arrested, police will arrest him. How can you deceive the people like that? And if we are just giving empty capsules, just the words, but inside there is no deen. It's just the words of knowledge, but inside there is no deen. So we have to see that we acquire, every one of us, check ourselves, how much amal have I got? That is a sign of how much khashiyat I've got. And that is a sign of how much that knowledge has come into me. That knowledge has come in my heart. And like, for example, when we are eating, and sometimes they bring something which is hot in a platter or whatever, it's very hot. Then they tell, take it with the cloth, hold it with the cloth. It's very hot. Or don't hold it, just leave it down. Now if a person doesn't know and he holds it, he's going to burn. So if we don't know that that speaking lies is going to burn us in the fire of Jahannam, then we speak lies. If we don't know backbiting is going to burn us in the fire of Jahannam, then we will speak lies. So that we say we know, but we don't know. A person says, I know this platter is very hot. And he holds it with his hands. He won't do it. It's going to burn him. Because he's got that knowledge. If he hasn't got the knowledge, and he went and hold it. So if we also haven't got the knowledge, that ghibat will burn us in the fire of Jahannam. Missing our namazas will burn us in the fire of Jahannam. Then we'll miss namazas. That means we haven't got that knowledge. That's why we are missing namazas. That's why we are backbiting. That's why we are doing all the wrong things. We're not making our namazas on time, etc. So, to check ourselves, it must not happen that our whole life we spent like that. And we acquired knowledge 20 years, more or less. And then, another 40 years we taught in a madrasa. We even established Darul Uloom. We even going in Jamaat, but nothing has come into our heart. And when we go in the Qabr, we are going empty-handed. We got nothing. What will happen in the Qabr? And to go to the Qabristan, which we should try and do, but it isn't to go and make Isal-e-Sawab. Isal-e-Sawab we can do from anywhere. While we are sitting now, we can read and three Qul Huwallah and one Quran Sharif Sawab we can pass. And we can pass it, and we should do to all the marhumin in the world. All the Muslims, even of the previous ummah, pass them the sawab. But what's the reason of going to the Qabristan? To remind ourselves that I'm coming here also. That these people are in the Qabr, and we don't even think what must be happening. I don't know. Nobody knows. We all hope from Allah. Allah has forgiven them. They are staying nicely. They are comfortable. But we don't know. What if anyone is my father, my brother, my sister, if they are in azab? But we don't think. And make Isal-e-Sawab regularly for them. And that I'm coming here. And what are my amar? And yeah, nobody will be with me. If a person is in a problem and is alone, nobody is with him. He's just alone. We can't imagine how that person's time is going. If he's in a hospital, doctors are there, other patients are there, but he's alone and he's in big problems. So in the Qabr, what's the condition? But who of us worries? In fact, what is our condition? When we go to the Qabristan, janaza namaz. One time, the person was making the janaza, the Maulana, three times he had to shout loud, brothers, please keep quiet, brothers, please keep quiet. They weren't even hearing. His voice was drowned, how much noise the people are making. Janaza is in front, we're going to make janaza. That's what a serious matter, but it's gone right out of our hearts. It's just like a matter of we all meeting. All people are just meeting, talking, joking. One person, one time, his father passed away. We may finish my janaza namaz and we are coming out. And he's laughing loudly and talking loudly and joking. Now your father just passed away. You're not worried of your father also, that what is his condition. And you're not worried of your own also. And Qabristan is at least that should be the place that we take a lesson. We come to the masjid, we should take a lesson. We go for hajj, we should take a lesson. All the places. But at least the Qabristan, that is but today we don't take any lesson from there also. And yet we are happy, we are ulama, we are living. When the time of maut will come, and may Allah protect us. At that time, if we see what opens to us, and then we get a shock, there will be no time to make tawbah. Once we see the things of the akhirah, هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ This is what you were promised. هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ This is what you were saying doesn't happen. It's a lie about akhirat. Now, yeah, it is in front of you. So many ayats of the Quran Sharif. So we have to see, prepare ourselves before time. Make sure we are getting the proper knowledge. The knowledge which we are getting, it is the proper knowledge. But it mustn't be just the words. It must be the reality of it. And it must be coming not only in our brains, our tongue and ears, it must go in our heart. Then we will have acquired this knowledge. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى Allah praises those people that they have got the khashiyat of Allah who are the ulama, who have got that ilm. So we must say, have I got that fear of Allah? Am I worried that what will be my condition? And the other effect of it will be amal. How much of amal have we got? Azan takes place. How many of us reply to azan? How many of us respond to azan? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.